It's Mumford & Sons on the mix on 90.7 WKGC. A little Lion Man. It's 9 minutes after 9 o'clock. We're having a guy's day today. We kicked Tori out.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, we are full. Tom's here. We have Superintendent of Bay District Schools, Bill Husfeldt, here this morning. The Director of Northwest Florida United Way. I still don't know your title, Brian Taylor.
That's perfectly good.
Okay, good. We have Alex Gentile here, producer Brandon, and our resident psychologist
He's studying us. You know, this is making me very nervous, Scott. I'm just like, why do we have a psychologist in here every show?
I think it's coming from administration.
I think
they're
so, too.
Checking out on us. But we're going to start with Brian this morning because I know you've got to jet out of here, and what are you here for?
Well, it's campaign time, so it's a very, very busy time of the year for us, and I am leaving here in about 30 minutes to go talk to a local business about supporting United Way.
Well, you Excellent. Do that every year here at Gulf Coast State College as well.
That's more or less what I'm doing at 10 o'clock.
And I know here on campus, they give us reports every once in a while that we are continuing to meet our goals, and I'm just going to ask you, I know this is a question you don't know yet, but do you know where we are here at Gulf Coast as far as how much we've raised?
Not totally, no. I know you're still doing well.
You want to make up a number?
Let's say around 35,000.
Okay, I like that.
Sure. Yeah.
But what is the total goal for the Bay County
this year? The goal for our area is $1.6 million this year.
Wow.
Wow.
So, yeah. We achieved right around that it's hard to explain, a little over that last year, but we're losing a segment of our campaign this year. And I guess this is a good place to talk about that. One of the things we've done every year is we've administered the employees' campaign amongst all of our federal employees. We call it the combined federal campaign. So we'll go out to the Navy base, the Air Force base, Social Security, post office, any of the federal employees, and we would administer their United Way campaigns. Well, our federal government and their infinite wisdom has decided to start doing that themselves. And so they've taken that campaign away from local organizations throughout the country. The Office of Personnel Management, the Federal Office of Personnel Management, is now going to be handling that. So that will no longer be a part of our campaign. It won't be a part of the numbers that we report to the community, which is about $300,000. So last year when we had a goal of $1.8 million and we raised nearly $1.8 million, we're not going to be able to report nearly $300,000 of that this year. So when the community is like, well, 1.6 doesn't seem as much as they raised last year, it's true if you pull the combined federal campaign out. So we had to adjust our goal back a little bit since we know we won't be receiving that money. The state employee campaign, that happened to the state employee campaign about 5 years ago. The Department of Personnel Management in Tallahassee gave that contract to a company in New Jersey. So United Way of Florida was no longer going to be administering that. It was done in all 67 counties. It was done by administered by local United Ways. That went from about a $5 to $6 million campaign to now where they're not even raising $500,000 across the state.
Well, part of that was, and not speaking out of turn, but no. I kept up with that. That private company was pocketing the money, and the state said, we're stopping all of it because we found out what was really going on.
Well, they had very high expenses, and they were raising less money, so then the ratio looked even worse with what they were keeping. So,
wow.
So, yeah.
Well, that's interesting stuff. Yeah. But so now we know, I mean, why your campaign looks a little different than it did last year.
Right.
Although I still think 1.6 is pretty, that's a pretty lofty and big goal.
Yes. Yes, I look forward. And we've had 3 years of growth, so... You know, I know we won't look like growth this year, but when we compare apples to apples and we pull out the federal campaign from previous years, sorry, the psychologist guy is just looking at me, and I'm just...
You just have to ignore him. Don't worry. He'll write up a report later. We'll share
later.
It with you.
Okay, please. As long as I can see what he has to say.
Now, Brian, you told us last time you're not just doing Bay County. I mean, you're in charge of multiple counties.
We serve Bay, Calhoun, Gulf, Holmes, Jackson, and Washington counties.
Wow.
So, the whole 14th, the judicial circuit
sure.
is what that is.
Very good. Very good. So if somebody wants to get involved, though, they're not in one of these companies or businesses that you're going out to, and they want to just give on their own, what can they do?
UnitedWayNWFL.org is our website. They can donate directly from our website. They could go find our Facebook page and donate from there. So there's a lot of options to donate. They can give us a call at the office, 785-7521. And come in anytime.
Yeah, we can just walk in?
Absolutely.
You've got a new office. So.
Yes, we have a beautiful new office. And I'd love to invite you all there on Thursday this week.
That's right.
We have a dedication.
For our good friend.
Yes.
The late
Peter Michael Bardock.
Yes, yeah. A great friend of this radio station, one of the nicest people to work with I've ever come across.
So what time is that?
The dedication is at 4. Okay. Well, open house will be open from 3 to 6, but the dedication ceremony itself will be at 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So we're excited about that. We're going to be dedicating our training and conference center to it.
And what's your address?
602 Harrison Avenue.
There's a teeny, teeny, tiny church across
there
the street.
There is. There's a little Baptist church across the street.
Yeah. Yeah. And a little radio, a little TV station as well.
Right.
So, yeah. Oh, that's good. Brian Taylor from United Way, thank you for dropping
thank
in.
Thank you very
we'll take
much,
a quick
Scott.
Break. We've got Bill Husfeldt, superintendent of Bay District Schools, coming up in just a moment. But first, a little Fleetwood Mac and Don't Stop on the mix on 90.7 WKGC. Jimmy Glimmer and the Fireballs. It's called Sugar Shack. Tom, you ever go by the name of Jimmy Glimmer?
No.
Nothing like that.
No. Not that I'll admit, anyway.
Me either.
What about Sugar Balls?
Don't push it.
Yeah, there you go. It's 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. In the studio this morning, we have Brian Taylor from Northwest Florida.
United Way of Northwest Florida.
I'm going to have to get that tattooed on the wall or something. Also, Bill Husfeldt, superintendent of Bay District Schools, and Alex Gentile, who does a whole mess of stuff over at Emerald Coast Fellowship. Correct. One of the reasons I had both you guys in this morning was to talk about a program. We had Stacy Legg in a few months ago and Dr. Steve Taylor to talk about Elevate Bay. And I figured this was a great time to kind of take a temperature and see, you know, where are we? And I was going to share some of my experiences, too. And so, Mr. Husfeldt, we'll start with you. What have you heard so far as from the community about Elevate Bay and what's going on and the impact that it's having?
It's been amazing, the outpouring of people stepping forward. We've had over 300 so far, and Alex, I'm sure, can give you some neat stories as well. But it's just the connection, the relationships these adults are making with the little kids. We have 5 schools we're really targeting, the schools that have the biggest challenges, largest population of poverty. And some of the neatest things I've heard are just how dependent the kids are on the adults coming in.
Yeah.
And it's a variety of ways. Sometimes they're lunch buddies. Sometimes they'll come into class and read to the whole class. Sometimes group in the class. Sometimes they'll pair them up one-on-one. I've got 2 pictures that I showed at the last principal's meeting last week. And one of them was this elderly gentleman in a wheelchair in the middle of a class reading to him. And he goes twice a week to read to them. And then another picture of a mentor out in the courtyard sitting down talking with a kid one-on-one, and just the body language was amazing. Sure. But I'm sure Alex has a lot of neat stories. Look at him.
Isn't he just, yeah, he's full of it.
Yeah,
that's right.
Well, I went last week, and usually I get there. I was just a few minutes late. I missed the class and I usually grab him before he walks into lunch. And he always brings a buddy, and we usually eat outside and just kind of talk. Well, I missed them, so I went into the cafeteria. So I sit down with him for lunch, and it turned into, one, it was a realization that the need is great, because you had an entire class of kids. Right. And, I mean, if I needed a self-esteem boost, that was a great place for it, because they just wanted somebody to talk to.
Yep.
And so my wife's the principal there, so they see my name tag. Are you related to Ms. Kirkman? Yeah, I am. I'm asking them if they've been to the principal's office, but they're getting on to me. Well, why don't you come to our whole class? The other class has somebody that comes. We want somebody to come to our class. And it just showed me that the need is still great. Those kids, they just want somebody to talk to, somebody to take time out of their day to spend with them.
Right. That's been the neat thing to see so far, is that the kids have really responded well to the mentors. I have 2 one-on-one students that I mentor each week, one on Monday and then one on Wednesday. And every time I go into their classroom or sit at lunch with them, the other students want a mentor. They're asking, how do I get one of those? How do I get a mentor? Who can come spend some time with me? And that's really what we've seen, is all these kids just want somebody to spend quality time with them.
Yeah. And we don't, we're not sharing anything really great. I just let them talk. And, we joke around a little bit and I ask them questions, but it's their moment. And so we had just this whole group of people It was really very neat to watch that.
Right.
And but it was also sad at the same time to recognize that they just are, they're all so hungry for some adult attention besides their teacher.
Right.
That it illustrated the need is great.
Well, the teachers just, you know, the ratio in the classroom can be anywhere from 1 to 18, 1 to 22 at that at an elementary level. And so the teacher just doesn't have time to do that special treatment that these kids need. And our goal is 1,000 mentors, and we believe we'll get that in 2018. And we just continue to ask, and I know your listeners understand the importance of time. Time's the most valuable thing we have. And so if anyone's interested in that, they can call the number I'm going to give. They can write it down. It's 767-4100 and ask for Stacy Legg, 767-4100. And it really is amazing just what your time means to these young children.
Well, and somebody other than me should say, I mean, what's the whole point of this? Why are you trying to get 1,000 mentors? That's a big number.
Well, we could probably use 2,000. 1,000 was just 1,000 by 2018 is just what we came up with. And this idea came up with a long conversation that Steve and I had with each other. And it's just been amazing how we've been led to where we are today. And just knowing that every relationship is impacting one child.
Right.
And you can only do one child at a time. You can't do all of them at one time, but if we, every person we add to this program is helping one child, and one more child's helped today than yesterday, and continue that pace, and we're going to see big time improvements in self-esteem of children and meeting the needs of friendships these kids need.
Right. Absolutely.
And these kids just want to be loved. I mean, they're not asking for Xboxes or new bicycles or new toys. I mean, every time I talk to a kid, they don't want something from you. They just want your love. They don't want a material thing. They just want you to show up and spend time with them on a weekly basis and just be a consistent figure in their life to support them and to encourage them. I mean, that's all they're looking for.
Right. And as you mentioned, you know, really the focus is on the kids in the Title I schools that may have a fractured or broken home, may not have a home.
Right.
The stories are, there's a lot of great stories. There's some sad stories. I mean, we were talking at my house the other day. They had brought to Kimberly's school coats, you know, and it's warm still. But these kids who don't have a coat were walking around these heavy coats. They didn't want to take them off because they were proud of their coat. Right. They had a brand new coat. And that is something that I think a lot of our, a lot of us here in Bay County, we don't see that side. We take our coats for granted. I have a closet full. And, you know, I only bring them out when it's really cold. But these kids are, they're at a place where that's something really new and exciting for them.
Well, and you mentioned the coats, but there's two other programs that this whole area has been so supportive of, the Shoes for Souls and the Backpack programs.
Sure, absolutely.
And these are all the same kids. I mean, just you made me remember the times I've gone in and watched these kids get these new shoes that various churches and organizations are coming in and putting on these children's feet. They have that same pride, that same look, like you're talking about with the coat. And some of these kids have never had new shoes before because they get the shoes passed down from their brother or sister, and that's how they get their shoes. And so it's truly amazing just the appreciation they have, whether they're getting something like a backpack, pair of shoes, or a coat, or just somebody coming and sitting down like Alex said and just listening to them.
Absolutely. Well, we'll talk more about what's happening in Bay District Schools. Take a quick break. We have a weather forecast coming your way in just a moment. First, it's Aerosmith and Janie's Got a Gun on the Mix on 90.7 WKGC. That's Peter Frampton on the Mix on 90.7 WKGC. And Penny, for your thoughts. It is 9:36. We have a studio full of folks this morning. We're talking with Bay District Superintendent Bill Husfeldt and Minister Alex Gentile. We're talking about Elevate Bay. We're talking about Bay District Schools. And, you know, Mr. Husfeldt, I know sometimes you all get hammered in that, you know, school grades aren't where people want them to be, or teachers aren't doing what they some folks think they should be doing, but really things are going pretty good in our schools, all things considered.
Yeah, and, you know, you just have to look at the data and look at the long-range data. We were 4 points away from being an A district. We had 9 of our schools that were in what the state calls a need status dropped to 3. And those 3 are improving even as we're speaking. So we feel good about what's going on. But I'm going to tell you this. anybody ever complains about our teachers needs to go in the classroom and really see what they do accomplish with what they have. It's amazing how hard they work and what they do accomplish. And a lot of what our challenges are could be fixed if we just had some common sense legislation dealing with what the teachers are dealing with in the classroom. But that's for another whole show.
No, at least we'll have to extend the show on that one. I'm with you. I mean, a teacher myself, I live with a principal,
Let's clarify that. Yeah. You're married.
I'm married to a principal.
Yes.
I mean, that's more than just
some people might not understand.
That's right. We see it, especially since she's at a Title I school. We see it, you know, that these kids are they're smart kids. I mean, they really are. They just have challenges that, you know, other kids don't have that are living in a different situation.
And I would challenge anybody that doesn't understand that to go to the Barbara Bush Foundation website. And they've got a study on there that was done about words and vocabulary for children. And you will see that your economic status has so much to do with the amount of words you're exposed to and the kind of words you're exposed to and the praise you're exposed to. There's an inverse relationship. The more words you're exposed to, the fewer negative comments they receive at home, and then vice versa. The fewer words are exposed to vocabulary, the more negative comments they're exposed to at home. And the study's very revealing, and it comes in the classroom. You cannot remove anything from a child's life in a classroom. Whatever baggage they come from home, you can't hang it up on the wall.
Sure.
And teach them. If they live in a rough situation at home, it's going to be displayed in the classroom, and the teachers are going to have those challenges to deal with.
Sure.
One thing people could do is if you're concerned with and worried about what's going on in the school, go get involved.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Mr. Husfeldt's going to kick you out if you want to go down there and help out.
No, not as long as you have a clean record.
It's a lot more rewarding than playing golf.
Absolutely.
So if you're retired or you have time in your life, go get involved with education.
Which
means
a lot. I think we're seeing that with Elevate Bay. Retired folks are jumping in on and being a part of it as well. You have any?
Yeah, we have a whole wide scale of people from all different phases of life who are helping with Elevate Bay, which is the really neat part of this new program, is to see people from college students like Brandon here who's leaving here and going at 12:30 down to Highland Park to help mentor. I mean, you have college students, you have people who are retired. I mean, my grandparents are mentors,
right?
Which is cool to see that I'm mentoring at Patterson and then mentoring at Highland Park. So my grandparents and myself and my mom mentors. I mean, so it's a whole family thing for us. And so it's people from all ages and all phases of life who can make a difference. And that's the cool thing, is people are choosing to make a difference in our local school system.
Right. And really, those kids don't care. I mean,
oh, no.
One would think, well, they would rather have somebody young, but they really don't. They just want someone to hang out with them. It gives them something to look forward to.
Sure.
And, I just noticed the other day as I was in the cafeteria, I just became another adult presence in the cafeteria. Not that it was it was fifth graders, and so they're pretty tame anyway. But, I was talking to Kim about that. Well, I became another adult in there to kind of take the pressure off a little bit. It was just another set of eyes, and that's what they need.
Right.
They really just need folks to come and do that. Well, we were talking off air about somebody in our district who's an important guy and is fulfilling a pretty important role in our community.
Probably the most well-known person out of the school district. No offense, superintendent, but star power, I think he might have you
on
that. I
think he does. Mike Jones. So you want to
Salvage Santa.
Salvage Santa. You want to tell us a little bit about it? It was in the paper this past week, but let's hear it from you.
Right. Well, Mike Rowe has a new television show they're doing, and they contacted our office months ago about wanting to feature Mike Jones on it, and it was a very hush-hush surprise kind of thing, because that's part of the show,
the
surprise part. And so we all knew about it. In fact, my wife and my daughter were mad because I didn't tell them ahead of time about it, but I was sworn to secrecy, and really I just didn't think about it. But he came to town, and long story short, it's going to air, I believe, in December, but it's about Mike being Salvage Santa and what all all he means to our community doing that. You know, just the lives he's impacted, the children he's impacted, what he's done for us as a school district and a community. And they gave 250 bikes,
wow,
brand
wow
new bikes, in addition to what Mike does every year. So it was pretty neat. They brought him in blindfolded.
Oh, really?
And everybody was hush-hush, and he opened his eyes, and everybody's there. Santa Claus is there, and about 200 kids, and this big trailer, and I'm not going to spoil the rest of it. But it was really, really cool. And the production company was first class. I mean, they decorated everything. When you see it on television, you're going to say, did it snow there? It was really impressive.
Well, he is definitely having an impact in our community. I mean, I know myself, I took it for granted that I had a bicycle. I had several, you know, right, as I got older, but I know that those are some of those kids, the same kids that need somebody to come in and encourage them once or twice a week or sure something, would love to have a bicycle. You know, like we talked about shoes and coats.
And he just does it out of the kindness of his heart. He's actually built a barn to work on these things. Wow. He works on them year-round.
Right.
And he'll take about a week off before Christmas. He's like 24/7 in there. And if you ever go by his house, there's probably like 200 bikes outside of the barn that are just in total disrepair and need parts and wheels and bending this, bending that, and painting. And he just totally redoes all of them.
Wow. That's very cool. Let's take a quick break. We'll get a couple of songs in. We'll talk a little bit more about Bay District Schools on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. Here's The Woolies. It's Eric Clapton on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. Lay down, Sally. It's about 10 minutes in front of 10 o'clock, and we're talking about Bay District Schools. We're talking with Bay District Superintendent Bill Husfeldt about, just where we're at with Bay District Schools, and in particular a program called Elevate Bay, which is an opportunity for everyday folks like you and me to go out and sit in a classroom or sit at lunch with a student and we're calling it a mentor, but really it's just a friend.
That's a great way to put it. We hadn't even thought about that. Yeah, that's instead of mentor, Elevate Bay as friends or something like that. But that's a...
Mentor sounds more important.
Have you copied... written that, because we might want to
that's use, right. We'll use that.
No, but that's exactly what it is, because and I think Alex said this best, that they just want friends. They
right
just want people to listen to them, to talk to them, be there for them. They have, many of these children have so low self-esteem and such a low level of outside interaction with adults. I mean,
more negative interaction with adults.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. I was listening to a program the other day on radio talking about the abuse cases that we deal with in Bay County, and I think that we're the per capita. We have more children removed from their homes
that's
than
right
anywhere else in the state of Florida right now.
Yep,
and that's frightening.
It is.
And to think that that does not have an impact on how the students perform in the classroom is just completely, that's ignoring that.
I mean, I'm going to get into our other segment that we're going to do next time. But that kid's going to pass a test, or by God, we're going to fail them.
That's
and then
right
we're going to fire the teacher.
That's right.
Regardless of what's going on
exactly
in their home. All right, I'm off my soapbox.
All right, that's fine. Sure. We're definitely going to talk about that one at some point. And we need some folks at the state to recognize that, too. But everybody here is going to agree, so we're preaching to the choir. But if you want to get involved with Elevate Bay, Alex, you got the info?
Yeah, I think the best way to get involved is to call the district office and ask for Stacy Legg. She's kind of the coordinator for all this. She's done an amazing job. Let me just go ahead and say that. Stacy is putting in a lot of hard work. This is her first time doing this. This is the first time for this program to ever
sure
start. So we're kind of learning and kind of growing, having some growing pains, but making a huge difference, and Stacy is doing an amazing job with that.
Excellent.
So call the district office and ask for Stacy.
767-4100. 767-4100.
Now, Bill, we were talking off air about, you were saying how unique and special Bay County is. Kind of summarize that again. I mean, why are we so special here? What's different?
We have such a positive relationship with the community, and I'm not just talking about businesses and churches, but just the people, the Kiwanis clubs, Rotary clubs, nonprofits like United Way. Brian was here. You know, we all work together. We trust each other. We know what each other's needs are, and we try to fit in and help each other out. I think that the relationships we have allow us to do things other districts can't do. And so I believe that's why this Elevate Bay is taking off. I believe that the local media is amazing in understanding what our challenges are. And while they are going to report the good and the bad, they go out of their way to make sure people understand what challenges the teachers really do have in the classroom. And that's helped shine the spotlight on Elevate Bay and understand, help us to explain how important those mentors or friends are in those classrooms for those students.
Right. So the schools are not equal. The students are not equal. It's all very different. The communities that these kids come from are unique. And I think some of those of us that are outside of all of that, that don't recognize really what's happening inside the schools, don't recognize how different and difficult some of these kids have it.
Right. It's real. What's really neat is, as you talked about, gone into the and seeing how great the need is, when we have some of these doubters or really can I make a difference, go into those classrooms. And I've had them come up and tell me, and they just went in their car and cried.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were just overwhelmed with the level of need and how much these children do need adult interaction and adult presence in their lives. And they can see that these kids just don't have it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we'd like to have you guys both back on. Bill, give us that not the superintendent number. We get that online. I mean, I believe it's
out there. They've got it. If they'll just call the district office, 767-4100, 767-4100, and ask for Stacy Legg. She'll be glad to help. And as Alex said, she does an amazing job.
Yep. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
We'll have this interview posted up on our website, wkgc.org, as soon as producer Brandon gets that taken care of. We're heading towards 10 o'clock. We've got Enrique Iglesias. This is Balamos on the Mix on 90.7 WKGC.